As many of you might know, last year was the first year that Sinai Temple decided to surround our programming by a particular theme. And last year's theme was, what about God? Exactly. This year's theme is navigating your moral GPS. You like that. And so what that means is that our programming is involved in the theme of morals and ethics. So for example, if you walked into shul this morning and walked through the hallways, you might have seen various stop signs throughout the halls. And I hope what you actually do is stop when you see those stop signs, because on the signs are particular ethical dilemmas. And what the teachers are doing in our schools is taking that question, asking the kids what their particular answers are, and then posting the answers underneath the questions. It's a fantastic give and take. Of course, later on this year, in fact, very soon, Rabbi Joseph Telushkin is coming to speak about morals and ethics. Our scholar in residence is Dr. Paul Wolpe. He's coming, I believe, in December. And so this entire year, in fact, even in our staff meetings, we discuss a different moral dilemma every week. And when I was thinking about this theme, I happened to be at a Shabbat at home last night, which is an Atid event where we bring together 30 to 40 young professionals for Shabbat dinner and a Shabbat service. And I was thinking to myself, how is prayer ethical? How can praying be an ethical act? And I want you to think about that question for a moment. It's something I pose to those 30 to 40 Atid members. When you flip through the Siddur, when you look through our liturgy, think about the various questions and various instructions and directions we pose to God. Heal us, God. Save us, God. Bring us to life. Worry about me today and tomorrow and in the future. It's a very personal interaction. And of course, this makes sense because prayers are supposed to touch us in the deepest of ways. Prayer is supposed to touch upon our needs and our desires and our wants and our frustrations. Of course, it should be an I-thou experience. But then the question remains, can prayer be unethical? And in answering this question, I actually found that the rabbis brought us back to the marketplace. What the rabbi said is that if you are standing in the marketplace, because that happened to be their line of work, you were allowed to pray to God and say, "Dear God, I hope that my tomatoes look ripe and beautiful this morning." But what you cannot pray for is that your neighbor's cucumbers spoil so that your tomatoes look even better. And I thought it was a fascinating example. And if you read on in the Gemara, if you read on in Masechet Brachot, it brings you into the study house. And what we're taught is that the rabbis would come in before studying and say out loud, right in the doorway, "Dear God, I pray that my colleague, my chavruta, does not stumble over his words so that I may rejoice over his mistakes." What fascinating prayers. So when does prayer become unethical? When you start praying for the degradation of another person in order to lift you up. So think about that for a moment. Think about those kinds of prayers. "Dear God, I hope that that person doesn't eat as much today so that I can receive my lot. Dear God, I hope that that siren that I'm hearing is not going to my home. I hope it goes somewhere else. Dear God, please let those people speak about someone else, because I hope they're not speaking about me." prayer becomes unethical when we choose to pray for the downfall of others so that we may be lifted up. Now, there's one more prayer that I want to leave you with. This is the other prayer that rabbis would start with while studying in the Beit Midrash. Not only, dear God, please don't let my colleague stumble over his words, but the rabbis would begin their study with the following. Dear God, may the hearts of others not be envious of me, and may my heart not be envious of others. It's my hope and my prayer that not only in the Beit Midrash, but in the Beit Knesset, in our workplace, in our daily gatherings, we start our lives with that prayer. Dear God, wherever we are, may our hearts not be envious of others, and may other hearts not be envious of ours. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.